If I was going to stay, it'd have to be, you know, it'd be overwhelmingly about getting even with people that brought me down. I love my country and my family more than I hate my enemies.
That's former Treasurer Joe Hockey, the next Australian ambassador to the United States, talking about his decision to leave federal politics. Some have jumped on what he said as a sign of poor character. Labor's Tanya Plibersek called it an extraordinary admission. But isn't it just honest? I mean, do we all secretly want to get even when things don't go our way? How many people are really capable of rising above it, of acting, you know, gracefully, of just carrying on as if nothing really happened and it's all okay? I don't know how many really are. Someone who might be able to answer this a bit better than my guess is Dr. Steve Allen, who is the head of emergency psychiatry at the Alfred Hospital in Melbourne. He's going to unpack the psychology of revenge for all of us, hopefully for me. How are you?
I'm good, Patricia. How are you?
Good. Now, Hockey, dumped as treasurer,
yep,
sent to the backbench. He resigns, different kind of response to what we've seen from Tony Abbott. And says really, it really unexpectedly, really, you don't hear this often from politicians, that the only reason he may have stayed is really to seek revenge, and he's decided not to do that. What did you make of that admission?
Well, apart from a slightly bizarre and uncharacteristic bit of honesty from a politician, I thought it was totally reasonable. In all honesty, I can't quite get what all the fuss is about. You know, revenge is interesting, and it's one of those classic emotions that everyone denies. Everyone says, I'm not motivated by revenge, I'll never do it, it's horrible, it's bad, it's wrong. But we all know that it's a normal experience for everyone. And little bits are, you know, and on various levels, you can have tiny bits of revenge that are probably a daily occurrence, up to major bits of revenge that hopefully, you only succumb to every once in a while.
Look, I had the same reaction as you. I thought what he's really done here is just been honest, that he would seek revenge if he was in that environment, in the parliament. But actually, he's chosen not to because he's chosen not to stay in the parliament and seek that revenge. So, but you're not allowed to admit it, right?
Well, the whole point you said too, are we capable of, are we all victims of revenge or are we capable of rising above it? We're all capable. And, of course, it's a question of the degree to which we rise above it and how often. And what he's said he's recognised in himself is that if he did stay in Parliament, he might fall victim. I doubt he would, given that, I don't know Joe Hockey from a bar of soap, but, I mean, other than seeing him in the media, of course. But given that he recognises that it's an emotion that he's experiencing, his sense of anger about what happened to him and his sense that it was wrong. I suspect if he did stay in Parliament, he'd find other things to drive him anyway. It's the people who don't recognise their own emotions that often fall foul of them. If we recognise our feelings and our emotions, we're in a much stronger position to draw up a battle plan ourselves to try and resist it.
How fascinating. On RN Drive, Dr. Steve Allen joins me. He's the head of emergency psychiatry at the Alfred Hospital in Melbourne. We're having a bit of discussion about revenge, admitting that you'd like to seek revenge as Joe Hockey did, and so many people are real cranky with him today. What did you make of Joe Hockey's comments? Our number here is 0418 226 576. I'd love it if you could text us. Did you feel the way, well, both me and Steve felt, which was he's just being honest and revenge is a natural part of your emotional framework? Or were you outraged? Did you think he shouldn't have said it and that it was wrong to feel it at all? I suppose, Steve, there's a difference between people who feel like getting revenge, which is largely natural. It's about avenging what's happened to you, and people who act on that impulse, as you say. So what's at play here? What makes someone act on the impulse, particularly in a really extreme way?
Well, people who do act on revenge, when you do surveys, and social psychologists try and do surveys to study these things, of course, when you do survey most people's surveys, people say that they think the act of revenge will give them catharsis. That's a common thing that they say. They also often attribute it to a sense of justice. And in fact, revenge is way commoner in societies that have poor legal systems. So good legal systems actually reduce the amount of revenge people take. So they're the two big drivers. Now, interestingly, when you look at people after acts of revenge, even those who say it'll give them catharsis and make them happier, normally they're not happier. Normally the revenge just keeps the wound open and fresh, and they actually dwell on it longer, and they stay angry and angry longer. And so the evidence would suggest that you're better off, if you can, putting it behind you and letting it pass. Revenge just drags out the problem.
So, really, my next question, I think you've just answered it, but if you could go there a bit more.
Yeah.
Can the urge for revenge ever be a good thing, given it is a natural instinct? In some ways, it's very, it's about, there's a level of self-love or self-respect to it, that you think you've been wronged and that you want to fix that situation.
You know, it's one of these things that, of course, we don't understand. We don't understand humans at all. They're such annoyingly complex.
So many years of studying, it's still failing.
I know. Sometimes I'm embarrassed about the occupation I chose. But anyway, getting back to the topic, there is, though, a belief that, there is a benefit to revenge, that it is an evolutionary adaptation to as a form of primitive law-keeping. Essentially, revenge makes people fearful of doing wrong because they're scared that other people will take revenge on them. So there is a sense that revenge is a very useful thing in any society. And it's been studied in animals too, believe it or not. Like, elephants are relatively famous for being a little bit vengeful. Of course, you know, we all grew up with that. You know, an elephant's got a long memory and they'll get revenge on you if you steal their peanut or whatever the story was. But other animals, it's been studied as well. There's all sorts of behaviours that are suggestive of revenge in all sorts of primate species. Humans are just the best at it.
All right, so if Joe Hockey was just being honest, should we penalise him for that?
This is another one of my favourite topics, I've got to say, Patricia. I mean, I think it's the paradox of politics, that we say of our politicians we want honesty, but if they give us complete honesty and they tell us things we don't want to hear,
then we're really angry.
Then we vote them out.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think of political lies as a little bit like white lies. You know, white lies are the lies that we tell to, you know, lubricate social situations. We don't tell people that their hair looks bad or that their clothes don't suit them or that we're annoyed that they're late. We tell little white lies all the time. And whilst political lies aren't always that harmless, there's a sense that politicians are socialised to lie to us these days. Of course, if they cross a certain line and they get caught out too often, then again, we vote them out. But, you know, I do sort of think a little bit, they're damned if they do, they're damned if they don't. I don't want to create sympathy for politicians. Far from it. But, you know, I think we put them in an impossible situation if we criticise them when they're honest and we criticise them when they lie.
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. Thanks so much for your time. It's been fun talking to you.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
And that's Dr. Steve Allen, Head of Emergency Psychiatry at the Alfred Hospital in Melbourne. Well, he usually deals with more serious stuff than this, but we did think that his analysis would be important, and I can say your text messages are coming in thick and fast. You obviously feel the same way. Our number here, 0418 226 576.